The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, who's in the UK, has been peppered with questions about those rates. Joining me now is political reporter Tom Eagledon. Tom, good morning. How did the Prime Minister respond?
Well, he repeatedly said, Sabra, that he is a believer in freedom of the press. He made that point over and over again, as he again pointed out that this was an arm's length process from the government when it comes to the Federal Police's execution of these raids on two journalistic organisations, now two media organisations. He did say that the warrants that allowed those raids to take place were an effective check and balance here. And he said also that he's open to discussion about the laws that govern these sorts of things. Here's a little of what he had to say in Portsmouth.
Look, I can understand why these issues can cause great anxiety, particularly to members of the press, but more broadly. And it's important. I've been in discussion with editors today and others, and they've expressed their concerns to me about these issues. And I think it's important that we just pause and as these issues are worked through in the days ahead, that if there are any issues that we have to address, then I'm open to discussing those.
And that's the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. And Tom, the opposition is not accepting the Prime Minister's reasoning about how and why these raids took place. What's it saying this morning?
A very, very strong response from the Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, just now on Radio National, Sabra. He is firstly accusing the government, and specifically Mr. Morrison and the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, of hiding behind the police. He says they need to come out and answer questions here, not the police. And he's also questioning the need for these raids, given the fact that in the case of the Annika Smethurst story, it was about a discussion about a proposal to change policy about national security, something that would have had to come before the Parliament anyway. And in the case of the ABC story, it was about the behaviour, as Mr. Clark's package there said, of Australian soldiers in Afghanistan, something again that is in the public interest. So he's very much questioning why these raids took place. Here's a little of what he told Fran Kelly just now.
What is it about the publication of a proposal to change Australian law, which was the subject of Annika Smethurst's article, that warrants a raid on her home? And as for the other matter, which is about the behaviour of our soldiers in Afghanistan, the person who took the documents and gave them to the journalist, David McBride, a military lawyer, has been charged. He's going to face the court later this year.
It's the Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus. And Tom, the AFP has said that the two raids were unconnected. Can we expect more raids on media organisations in the immediate future?
Well, the Australian newspaper this morning, Sabra, is reporting that, in fact, more raids were planned but have been called off, one suspects, due to the furore surrounding the two that have taken place. Already no independent confirmation here of that. Though, of course, Scott Morrison says he was not aware of either of these raids taking place until he learned of them through the media. So now I guess it's a question of waiting to see what transpires from these many thousands of documents that police have seized.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Tom Eagledon is our political reporter.